Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, we gave a shot at using the lectern, but we'll call a mechanic and see if we can get it working tomorrow. Jesus loves Tuesdays. We know that much. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, this is the day the Lord's made. We can rejoice and be glad in the midst of it. So I don't know what's going on with your day, but it's His. And that's the truth about it. But it's really good to have you here. It's awesome to have His favorite group that's ever gathered together in the history of the world to be right here, and I'm in front of you. So. I think our gospel book is in the New King James Version. So let me read it to you from a better version. You are from your father. He's speaking to the Pharisees who are now seeking to kill him, and they're rejecting him. He says, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Let me read that again. You do not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. I think that one said resources, but from his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Isn't it interesting? He talks about it was their nature to speak lies. That it was their DNA, because their father was the devil, to be a murderer. This says, and you want to do the desires of your father. So your nature dictates what you desire. And if you're not a Christian, you're governed by a nature that it says in Ephesians chapter 2, it has a demonic root to it. The flesh does. And so he says about the devil that when he speaks lies, he speaks from his own nature because it fits his desires. But Jesus said in verse 45, if it's true that the devil speaks lies because it's his nature, it says, but because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. So Jesus spoke the truth, therefore that's his nature. The nature of the enemy is lie. The nature of lost people, that's what he was saying to them, these Pharisees. Though they were very religious, he says, your nature is a lie, and therefore your desires are a lie. They're not true. So I was thinking about this, and I began to just think about some of the things that's gone on in the last few chapters in the context of all this. Because in John chapter 8, 20 different times, there's reference to the word true, truth, my words, those kind of things, over and over again. It's like the Holy Spirit's trying to say something. And that's when Jesus said, you shall know the truth will make you free, and he who the Son makes free is free indeed. This is chapter 6. In verse 63, Jesus said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. And as the people began to leave, because Jesus talked about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, it upset people and they began to leave. As a result of that, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Jesus therefore said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Now we know, we've come to understand what eternal life is. Eternal life isn't just something that lasts forever. It speaks of a quality of life, a kind of life that begins the moment you become a Christian. And eternal life, according to John 17, is our participation in the very life of God and the fellowship of the triune Godhead. Our participation in the life of God and fellowship with the fellowship of the Godhead through Christ, because he's our entree. And so salvation is our being joined to him, so we can participate in the life of God as we walk on this earth in fellowship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Stunning stuff. But here's the deal, is that when you become a Christian, it says you've become the righteousness of God in Christ, that you're a partaker of the divine nature. Because Jesus is both human and God. And so when you become one with Christ, you become one who is the human God and partake of his divine nature, worked out in the context of humanity. So your nature changed. That's the biggest thing that happens to a person. This is why the whole issue of our identity is so important. And where most Christians who struggle, it always goes back to they don't know who they are. They don't understand their identity. So without looking at all the verses, I'll read you one, then we won't do that anymore because there's a million of them in here. I got excited this morning, pulled up my red pencil and started drawing lines everywhere. He who speaks for himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, Jesus is talking about, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Verse 28, but the one who sent me is true, whom you do not know. So he talks about the fact that God is true. Jesus said, as the God-man, he was true because he sought the glory of the God, and he said, there's no unrighteousness in him. So when you sin, it ain't Jesus, right? Jesus is victorious over sin. Amen. And your nature represents who you truly are. You've become the righteousness of God. Why? Because you're part of Christ's life now. You've been grafted into his life. You now have his nature, and there's no unrighteousness in his nature. So when we talk about having, that's the truth. So we talk about having victory. Jesus referenced about the slaves to sin, but he said, but the Son of Man set you free, you'll be free indeed. Is that we've got to learn the truth about who we really are. And the words that Jesus speaks in us are spirit and life. And if what you're not hearing is life, then it's the enemy trying to deceive you, to act like the old man. His words are spirit and life. Jesus said, if you abide in my words, Jesus says the truth. If you know the truth, the truth will set you free. So we've used a lot of examples. Let's just say you have an attitude towards somebody. Well, you have an attitude towards somebody because you've entertained thoughts about somebody because they've made you feel a certain way. But that's a lie. Because there's no unrighteousness in Jesus. And Jesus' nature is your nature. And so it's easy to catch that. As we're learning how to participate and walk in him, we've got to be able to discern lie from truth. Because truth always brings freedom. Truth always brings life. And there's no life that it has when you criticize somebody or you have harsh things to say to them or you want to straighten them out. Jesus said we're to speak the truth in love. I mean, we've said this before. You want to speak your mind? That's just exactly what we do not need. And your personality type's not an excuse for that. You have the mind of Christ. That's your nature. See, we have a new heart. Because we have the nature of Christ. What we have to have transformed is what? The renewing of our mind. That we start operating out of our nature, which is where the source of truth is, where truth comes forth, where words come out like somebody does something to hurt you and offend you, instead of you being offended and feeling led, you know, to text them or leave a nice little note rebuking them. Christians are a trip. You just love them even more because those are words of life. That's life. The other's just death. The other's just your soul. You're painting it with a religious brush, but it's just your soul coming out, and that doesn't bring life. Does it make sense what I'm saying to you? It's your nature to walk in truth. It's your nature to understand truth. It's your nature because Jesus is the truth, that the words he speaks in you, how can you tell the difference between whether it's the devil or whether it's God, Jesus? Because when Jesus speaks, truth always carries life. Even if you have to rebuke somebody, it sounds like love when you talk to them because you're not getting something off of your chest. You're trying to touch their heart. You can always know that which is truth brings life and freedom. Truth will set you free. So is what you're thinking, what you're saying, is that life and freedom? Does it bring life and freedom? That's the real you. The other stuff's the flesh. And that's not who you are anymore, because you're in union with the one in whom there is no unrighteousness. I told the Lord this morning in prayer, I said, Lord, I hope this makes sense. It makes sense to me in my walk. I don't know if I've articulated it well enough, but I hope so. Your walk with the Lord is going to be dictated by him, his words in you. You can't abide his words if he doesn't share his words with you. You're one with him, so he's speaking in you as if you were his body. And you know the difference between truth and a lie, because truth always carries life and always feels like and deposits freedom. One of the things I've learned over the years, if somebody's got something to say to me because they want to somehow correct me, I don't listen to them if they come out with attitude, because that's not Jesus. Now, backward, I'll go back and say, Lord, are you trying to say something to me? Even though I know that I had nothing to say to me, because that's not how you are. It's not that truth that they're, quote, sharing. Truth tellers. Well, truth tellers should be the most loving, freedom-giving people in the world. Because if it's not, you're not that, then you're not listening to the truth. It's a lie. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.